Today is Thursday, September 24th, 2020. Time now for a look at local news on the tornado. I'm Jacob Just reporting. Beginning today, the Bank North location in Oaks will be closed until further notice. Banking services will be offered via drive-up only. Had to communicate your banking needs during business hours. They do ask that you call 701-742-2694 or visit banknorth.com. The Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library took a small step forward after the library board approved of an architect from Oslo, Norway to design the facility. Joe Wiegand is a spokesman with the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation.
Winning design is by Snohetta of Oslo, Norway. Snohetta had this wonderful design that has the museum built out to the west of the Burning Hills Amphitheater, out on one of the plateaus that connects with the Mottahay Trail. And the design, which one can see at the website trlibrary.com. The designs are wonderful. They incorporate themselves into the prairie and the badlands, and it will certainly be a wonderful destination.
He said an aggressive fundraising effort will have to be held before any groundbreaking ceremony is set. Right now, he said the timeline to complete the presidential library is 4 to 5 years. Wiegand portrays Theodore Roosevelt at the Old Town Hall in Medora. And a bill named for a Fargo murder victim to address cases of missing and murdered Native Americans is heading to President Donald Trump's desk for his signature. Savannah's Act, which is named for Savannah Graywind, passed the House Monday after passing the Senate earlier this year. The law establishes better law enforcement practices to track, solve, and prevent crimes against Native Americans. It directs the Department of Justice and Interior to consult with American Indian tribes while developing national law enforcement guidelines. The 22-year-old pregnant Graywind was murdered in 2017, and her unborn baby was cut from her body. The infant survived. That's a look at news. For news anytime, log on to newsdakota.com. I'm Jacob Just reporting.